the amount of bureaucracy that people are being forced into who wish to either provide homes for themselves or for others. There's also, there was a couple of motions that I opposed, which were bringing extra, in my opinion, extra bureaucracy into doing small plans for villages and towns along the national primary road. So I've managed to get that excluded. I'm told it's done anyway, so I don't see what the point is in putting it into the development plan. There's hundreds and hundreds of pages. People would not believe the amount of paperwork we've had to read over the last 3 weeks. We haven't had a moment to ourselves. It really is a huge piece of work. It's the most important day in the life of this council. Today is the day that will decide how many houses are going to be built in County Sligo over the next 6 years at least. And I think people have to be aware that yes, we are pushing for more, but we got a report that said less than 50% of the zoned land was developed in the last plan. Today I asked how much below 50, and we find that approximately 20 is the figure I was given. I'm told by others that it's 18, but I take the word of the planner that about it 20, and that means that only 20%. They're saying they have enough land, what the proposals from the executive, that there's enough land zoned, because they estimate that 88% will be developed. Now, how you can get from 18 to 88, I know there is more demand, I know there's pent-up demand, there's all that sort of thing. But a lot of these are zoned, but it will take some investment to get them to the stage where they're ready to actually go. And we want to propose that as many sites that are ready to go or very close to ready to go are given the chance.